But I think using sound recordings to document or analyze places is it involves a lot of decision making. What is it that we want to record? Do you want to record the sound at a particular point in space, like I did in the Sundial recordings? Do you think of our perception of sound as the most important thing? Should we record the sound as we hear it at our ears with binaural microphones? Or should we search for the sound sources themselves and record them? Are you looking at sounds as kind of, as events or as actions? Or are you interested in the acoustics of the surrounding environment? So I think we're always making lots of choices, and it's as much an intellectual choice as a technical choice or technical problem.
Spatial typologies that exist within specific cities. So today is all going to be held here. Kulturikartell, which is, I think it's only Kartell is the name that they have changed it to now, is this space. It's actually originally a gas works that originated in 1880 and went through several transformations to a turbine hall, and like all turbine halls that end their lives, they go into their next phase as a cultural institute.
Te olette siellä skruppika vai? Ah, siis viitte. Ja minä olen taru saa, missin on. Ja, minkä, ja.
The microphone's safe today.
Okay. We will be performing there on the whole first floor. And then you just listen, and you can just walk. Okay. It's just a performance where it's better to just listen to the room and listen to the spaces. Basic principles that mean that they need to have properties for echolocation.
Like a workshop going on the last few days, and then it's culminated in this performance.
Yeah,
and were you working in the prison all the time?
Yes, but we just worked 2 days, 3 days, two, 3 days, but half days. It was very short.
And what was it like to spend all that time, like, in the prison? What's your impression of this place?
Well, it was, at first, I didn't know I really wanted to do something there. So that was the first, because it was really a heavy space.
Prisons have their the worst of the worst, whether you're locked in or locking in.
Well, I can sort of imagine. I've never been in a prison, so yeah. I don't know.
No, it's just the whole.
What's good with this sound is that you can more
create. They're ruthless places.
If you have standing waves.
I mean, when you say that they're ghosts. Yeah.
I want to ask you right now, please turn your mobile phones off. And it would be nice if you didn't take pictures that made little beepy noises either. What we're going to present right now is very much focused on the acoustic situation and the acoustic architecture of the building. Kind of an acoustic tour of
Linnahall.
The story of the house is sad.